Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Red flag.
When you hear this,
red flag. Okay, today is all about red flags.
And non-negotiables.
Yeah. And Tracy and I physically have
red flags.
Red flags. Because we're going to play a game. The red flag game.
Can you feel the wind?
It's probably so annoying, people driving and just
blasting. Oh, yeah. They have definitely like a car sitting
me. In their speakers. What's a red flag, Tracy?
Something that you avoid when you know something is wrong.
Yeah. Think about it. When you see a red flag, like if you're on the beach and you see your red flag, it means like
don't danger. Go in the water.
The shark's in the
danger.
Water.
Danger.
And we see red flags every day. And sometimes we see red flag and we're like, oh, red flag. And sometimes we choose to ignore them. So we talk to a lot of you guys and are very concerned. With you guys?
We're very concerned with your avoidance of red flags.
Yeah, they're there for a reason. They're that color for a reason. And
you know why teachers highlight in red marker? To make you nervous.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It makes me fucking real
nervous.
The
red is supposed to alert you.
Yes, alert you.
This is not a white flag. This is not a peace offering. This is a red flag.
You haven't even heard my red flag theme song.
Oh my God.
No, it's not. It's not.
Please, dear Jesus, don't let it happen.
I'll save it for when we start. Have you, like, do you think that you've always been good with red flags?
No, I'm terrible.
You really are?
Yeah, like, I see a few and I'm like.
Actually, now that I think of it, you're really bad with red flags. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I see them and I'm like, I know they're there. Mm-hmm. Are they going to affect me that badly or is it something that I can work on accepting? And usually the answer is no, but I do it anyway.
When you look back, do you think take it easy with the red flag. When you, like, in the moment, do you think that you see the red flags or is it more afterwards where you're
you see them and you're like, I guess that was a red flag and I just thought it was like some blip.
Yes.
But it was a fucking flag hitting me in the face.
I think there's red flags for everything. It doesn't have to just be like man related. It could be in friendships.
Yeah. Oh,
family.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. But for sure, I can think of relationships
I think relationships are the number one.
Oh my God. I can think of stuff that I'm like, oh my God, if I had married that guy, I would have been a life of just
misery.
You know what I mean? Because I just didn't click and like we didn't.
You end up forcing it.
Yeah, you end up forcing it. Like I dated a guy that was a really good guy, but he had like ADHD and like he couldn't just like sit still. Like he loved activities and adventures.
There's
and like
no chill, but you're a very chill person. You'll sit on the couch for weeks.
Yes, for
and you're
weeks.
Like, no.
Could you imagine?
I don't even know if that's a red flag. I think that's just like non-compatible.
Like he took me.
That's just the opposite.
He made me like you know, at
like
first it was good because it was like, oh, this is me coming out of my comfort zone. No. And then I was like, he made me go on the back of a jet ski and I cried. I was, stop, take me back to land.
Jess is the opposite of a fun seeker. Jess is like, where's my comfort? On a blanket with a pillow on my couch.
That's all I want. Like, Netflix and chill was made for me. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, what is it called when you fly in the sky?
Skydive?
Yeah, fuck all that. That's not me.
That's me. I'll do all that shit.
Oh, my God. I think about it often because I'm just like, what? Like, it just never, my whole life would have been me just being uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why you have to pick partners that you're compatible with.
Yeah, but at the time, you're like, oh, but he's so good at X, Y, and Z. So who cares about that one thing? But now that I have a partner that just like is just as lazy as me.
Also Netflix and chill.
Yes. Like I'm like, are we ready to have the best night ever? Which means like ordering Chinese and watching movies.
Oh my God.
Like we just got a new surround sound and I'm so excited because I'm like, it's like our home. I just want it. Like I'm like, yo, guy, I need the best surround sound for watching Marvel movies. What do I get? And that's my excitement. Like how many women want that? I'm my own red flag.
You are your red flag. That is... That is perpetual laziness. If I were with you, me and you would be 150 pounds heavier.
Oh, my God.
And we would just never leave the couch.
Yeah. No, we are, though. We are.
No, I would. Yeah. I literally don't stop all day. I don't think I ever sit. When I sit there and I'm like, wow, it feels good to sit. Jessica's like, what'd you do today? And I tell her, she's like, oh, I did none of that.
It stresses me out hearing it.
Anyway.
All right, let's not talk about us anymore. Let's
talk about you fucking assholes.
All right, so in our hands, we have our red flags.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read the questions. And if it's a red flag, we're going to wave them. And if it's not, we're just going to chill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we start?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Red flags, red flags. What you gonna do?
Oh,
what you gonna do when they come for you? Red flags, red flags. Go, read the first one.
I actually don't hate it. I don't hate it. This one was not that bad. Jessica's theme songs, I fucking can't, but this one was not so bad. All right, the first one is, my man doesn't give me his phone if he isn't around and then changes his password once I figure it out.
I mean,
he's changing his password. That means he's fucking terrified of what you're going to find in there.
Also, if your relationship is based on you cracking his code,
yeah,
like it literally sounds like she works on it, cracks it, he changes it. Like, what is this dynamic?
Right. Yeah, first of all, you must know everything about him, because to guess a man's passcode is impressive. Very difficult.
Yes.
And detective work,
I think,
at
she's
its
a
finest.
Fucking red flag.
I think you may be a little bit of a... No, you would make me nervous, because I would feel like you could find out fucking anything.
Yeah.
If you could find out my password. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What's the next one? What if he keeps calling you by his sister's name?
What?
Yeah. So if he keeps calling you by his sister's name, I mean, I've never done that ever.
I don't even understand
have you
that.
You called any man ever? You have two brothers.
No,
have you ever?
I've never ever done that.
Something's fucked up there.
Because when I don't know, when you're talking to your significant other, like, it's a different type of vibe that you would talk to your brothers or sisters in. So that maybe they have some weird.
That's fucking a red ass flag. That is as red as they come, I feel like. Think about it. Like, the only person fuck up their name is, like, when I say, like, I call someone Denny. Like, that'll slip out. I'm not going to use my brother or sister.
No, that's your husband, because
that's
you're...
That's what I'm saying, because I'm with my husband all the time.
Is
not
he
with
living
my brother
with
all the time.
Is he living with her? That's fucking weird.
I don't know.
Oh. All right. My boyfriend has 2 Facebook accounts. Is that a red flag?
Yeah, that's a red flag, because Facebook is like stalk people from high school and feel better about themselves. Like,
Facebook's kind of corny.
It's corny. Thank you. It's corny. Why the fuck does he have 2 Facebook accounts?
Corey has a Facebook account and like never uses it. He only uploads things on Instagram and then links it to his Facebook.
Yeah.
So it like uploads. I don't think he's ever on Facebook.
Why would anybody need 2 Facebook accounts, let alone
dude? That's fucking weird. Who's hitting girls up on Facebook also?
Creeps.
Creeps. You know what he's doing? He's probably poking them.
Oh, fuck. He's a poker.
He's a poker.
I mean, if I'm you, I'm getting on both of those Facebook accounts to see what's going on.
Oh, I need to know. You know why? He's definitely talking to girls from high school. We're just totally ruining relationships today, because this guy could just have like a business account and we're like, he's fucking girls from his high
school. These are definitely all red flags to me so far. Red flags, red flags.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Sending dick pics before the first date.
Yeah, first of all, men, can we just say dick pics are not cute? Unless we physically say, send me a dick pic. We don't want your dick pics.
No one's ever said that.
I don't want your dick pics. Unless I'm trying to see if I'm going to have sex with you or not, and I'm judging you based on size, I don't want a dick pic.
Mm.
I don't want them. They're fucking so aggressive. They're looking straight at you, making eye contact. I don't want them.
If a guy sends one before the first date, is it a red flag? I think if you're looking for a relationship, seems to me he's being very clear what
he
this
wants,
is.
He's fucking you and chucking you.
Yeah, so that's a red flag for me, dog.
She's always saying she's asleep when I can't reach her, and when I call, she says she didn't hear it. Always.
It's possible.
I feel as if that's, is she also not getting your phone calls when she's out and when she's doing stuff and definitely has her phone in her hand checking Instagram and texting group chat every few minutes?
Is this a red flag? She's just not responsive.
Yeah. She just ignores, basically ignores the phone calls every time and says, oh, I didn't hear it ring. Maybe put the volume louder.
Yeah, this is something that can be corrected. So, like, I think once you bring it to her attention, if it she's still not answering the phone,
then it's a, then you got your red flag.
Yeah, but I would definitely, that's something that you talk to her about first, because she's, listen, girls can be flaky when it comes to shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, I have one.
Go.
He's the nicest guy ever, but he takes Adderall anti-anxiety pills and smokes weed. You found a winner.
Adderall?
He's not, this is not a red flag. This is a guy who's trying to beat his mental illness of not paying attention with ADHD and not having an anxiety attack.
Wait,
and he smokes weed to chill out. I am not waving my flag.
I'm waving my flag because those medications don't make fucking sense. You shouldn't be taking Adderall. And what's the other one?
Anti-anxiety.
They're doing the opposite of each other.
Maybe he should consult a doctor. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's a red flag. I think he's self-diagnosing.
Yes, yes.
Self-medicating.
The Adderall's making him fucking nuts.
Hyper. And then the anti-anxiety yeah. is making him chill. Yes. He's taking, not anti-anxiety, he's taking fucking Klonopin or
I love that someone just like knows nothing about drugs. You just like, you know, Klonopin.
Oh, because all my fucking family is on this shit. And then what is the anxiety one?
Xanax.
Thank you. Yeah. Xanax.
No, so I think the red flag Xanax is that he hasn't and Adderall, seen a real doctor.
I think that's the red flag. I don't think he's the red flag. I think, and also he's smoking weed daily is because he's trying to chill out from all the medications that he's taking. Mm-hmm. Just tell him to see a doctor. That's not a red flag. That's a, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's
doing. He's also, you just said nicest guy ever. He's just an idiot.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with like medicating yourself if you need it. If you're
right.
doing it for like
but just
a Friday night,
right.
that's
it's
a concern.
The, it's not a good cocktail.
No. No, yeah. He needs to figure that one out.
Yeah. It took my boyfriend 6 months to ask me to be his girlfriend. Is that a red flag? No. The guy's trying to get to know you. He's trying to get to know you and he's not trying to rush into anything. Did he try to fuck you on the first night and then ask you to be his girlfriend 6 months later? Because then he's, then maybe, but he's literally just trying to like build a relationship and a friendship with you. I think that's the opposite of a red flag.
Yeah. Denny and I took months and months to get him to commit. Granted, I had a boyfriend, but
yeah, Jess I was still such trying. An example, let me tell you.
I was still trying.
Somebody said, have you ever seen the show or the podcast Dirty John? And yes, and he is fucking red flag central.
Why? What is that?
This guy was like a sociopath and he...
And he has a show?
It was a show on Bravo.
It's about him?
And yeah, it was about this woman who came out and she had a podcast and she explained to everybody how fucking insane he was after like all the red flags that she ignored. And then it was an awesome show. Oh my God, it was so good. Connie something was the main lead and like it was so good. Oh my God. Everyone should watch the show Dirty John on Bravo and then you'll get it. And you from a hindsight perspective watching a viewer, like you're the viewers watching this show unfold, you're like, oh my God, the red flags, but you don't see it because Love is Blind and she kept making excuses for him. So yeah.
Well, Love is Blind.
Yeah.
That's literally.
Love is colorblind. That's why you don't see the red flags.
Winks at you after everything you say.
Ew. That's a guy who has
Give
no
me
swag.
My flag. I just dropped my flag.
Somebody once along his life said, just wink at a girl. They love that. And he has no swag. So he just keeps winking at you. For sure.
Oh, my God. Could you fucking imagine?
I'd be like, what's wrong with your eye? What's happening here?
Oh,
is it
my
twitching?
God. Okay. What if he... Is this a red flag, Tracy? Mm. He conveniently forgets his wallet after...
Oh, my God.
He
stop.
Conveniently forgets his wallet every date night.
Come on. That's the ultimate red flag. That's I actually don't have a job. I live in my mom's basement on Spider-Man sheets.
Did I tell you about the guy that hit on me?
No.
At Five Guys?
No. Oh! Oh, my God, yeah. And he was, yes, and he was trying to get the job at Five Guys. Yeah. And you're like, you're unemployed. Other than the fact that I'm married, you're trying to hit on me at your job interview. Just telling me that you're unemployed.
Oh, my God. Like, you know when you meet a guy, it's like, you know, one of the first things you think about, like, what's his career? What does he do for a living? This guy's asking for my number at the burger joint and he's got no job. And he's, it was unbelievable.
And then you said that the lady came and said, okay, we could do your interview now. And he's continually ignoring her, still trying to hit on you.
Yes. Like she was like, she walked by and he didn't follow her. He was still like, can I get your social? And I was like,
Your social number? Like your identity card?
That's probably what he meant.
Or your social media.
Come to think of it, he probably meant that. Oh, my God. No, he was like, let me get your social. And I was like, I don't know why I didn't think to just say I was married. I haven't been, like, hit on that blatantly obvious where someone just, like, asks for your number. Do you know what I mean?
No, I feel like you would.
Out of the, I get hit on, but, like, not just, like, hey, can I get your number? I was like, yo, can we get, can I know your name first? Like, you know what I mean?
That was your response. I'm always like, I'm married. But thanks.
I was thrown off. I was waiting for my french fries and my grilled cheese. And that's all I was thinking about.
You were distracted by
the
grilled
cheese.
And
he had a heart tear under his eye.
Oh, a heart tear. So he murdered and loved that person. Red flag. I think maybe more than the unemployment is because he had a fucking murder tattoo on his
face. He did have
a
sick line, though, because he was like, you waiting for food, girl? And I was like, doesn't it look like it? He goes, yeah, but it's in all the right places. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, damn, you're right.
You're right, though. You're right.
I was like, good luck on that interview, boo.
I hate you so much.
Next one. Repeats your jokes, but louder.
What does that mean?
Like, let's say you make a funny joke and then they steal it.
Oh my God. I'm offended.
Offended.
I am offended. That's just
that's weird. That's a weird move.
That's just weird. Weird flex.
Weird flex. Jealous of your pet. Now, there's men that do this. Like, they won't, like, if you have a fucking cat, you're a single lady, you've been living with your cat, you and your cat been hanging out, you start dating this guy, he comes over, he sees your cat gets all the love. And he gets jealous.
Are you kidding me?
Of your cat.
That's fucking weird. That's a red flag. Maybe he's a single child, an only child, and he doesn't know how to share.
Men can be possessive and jealous. And I think those two qualities, there's messages. My boyfriend gets a little, you know, if you're calling him possessive or jealous, I think right there, those words are red flags.
Answer. Yeah. Those are non-negotiables.
Non-negotiables. What about super clingy? What about a super clingy guy?
No. This is the worst of the red flags because he is going to use the clinginess to control you. He's not going to let you go out with your friends. He's going to have a problem every time you go out. He's going to flip at, why didn't you text me the whole time? Those are the people that have major, major issues and they're uprooted from somewhere else, somewhere in his family, maybe childhood. But those are going to get progressively worse.
Worse. Mm-hmm.
And then God forbid you choose to marry this person. Now they have a lock on you and then they will always use it against you. That is the worst type.
Totally agree. What about having his mother be very involved in your relationship?
See, is she on his side and doesn't like you? Because then...
Are you thinking twice because you're a mom and you're about to be real involved in Julian's?
Yeah, I'm thinking... Well, because I already don't like any girl.
Yeah.
I don't... I'm just, like, overprotective of him. But, like, I don't want him to not... I know that guys end up choosing their wives over their moms once they're married. So I have to play that game role close to the chest. Yeah. Because then that's my wife, like, comes into play. And, like, then I lose control. I gotta... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be manipulative about that one a little bit.
But this one, I don't know if I'm gonna wave the red flag.
I don't. Definitely not going to. It's just...
Because boys and their moms, it's just they have a special bond and you just need to realize that when you're dating a guy that the mom is going to be involved and then eventually if she becomes an issue, you're going to have that conversation.
I'm your wife. You need to stick up for me.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it's hard when you're the girlfriend.
Once you get the ring, lots of things change.
Yes. Oh my God. I tried explaining that to so many people. I'm like, that's why the ring is so
important. Very important. It's not just a symbol. It's not like a symbol to show other people, oh my God, I'm married. Look how pretty my ring is. It's a symbol of
respect
and understanding for the rest of the people in the family that you are not just a replaceable girlfriend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty serious.
I totally agree with that.
I really like this person, but I have 0% sexually attracted to them. Red flag. Sexual attraction is the number one thing that is going to keep you with them because even if they're a nice person, if you are not sexually attracted to them, you'll be sexually attracted to somebody else and that's when cheating comes in.
Yes. I don't even understand how you could be, if that's
I
not
I really
there,
like them, but they're not sexually attractive to me.
Yeah, done.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so this sounds This sounds stupid, but this is actually a good one. So, is it a red flag that he's really stupid? Now, some of you might be like, who cares if he's really stupid? No. But long term,
men are stupid in general. When you marry them, they instantly become dumber because everything they fucking do pisses you off. So if they're stupid originally up front, run.
Run. Yes. I think of it like that. He's not getting smarter.
No, run.
He's getting dumber. Is it a red flag if he hits on every server when you're out to eat?
Oh, my God. Come on. Red flags are people being mean to servers.
Oh, yes.
Or hitting on their servers because they either are fucking assholes or they don't give a fuck.
If someone is rude to their server whose literally job is to serve you and, mm-hmm. like, keep you happy, there's nothing that gives me, like, bigger douche chills than that. I hate those fucking people. They're the worst.
My boyfriend is constantly watching porn. A jerk-off session, maybe, but, like, constantly?
There's a very fine line between enjoying some porn. Which we support.
Support the porn.
But
start the movement. Support the porn.
Support the porn.
However,
if they're watching more porn than they're watching, like, their favorite TV show.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's a problem.
It's a problem.
Okay, so how do you feel about this? Is it a red flag when they can't spell words correctly?
Yeah, this is Corey. This is Corey. It's because he fucking Casanova'd his way through fucking high school. He didn't bother learning anything in high school. So he spells things like there and there wrong. T-H-E-Y-R-E or T-H-E-R-E. No, there's no point because it's going to be happening the next time.
Tracy, I went through Denny's text messages and he texted a girl, send me a pic. Like, you know, like.
P-I-C-K?
Yes. And I was like, no, bro, are you asking for a fantasy football pic? Like. I don't let him forget that ever. Like, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're asking, like, how unattractive would a guy ask you for
a
pic?
I was going to say, also, guys, you drop percentage. You get a significant percentage of hottage when you ask, send me a pic. You instantly go from, like, maybe a 10 to, like, a 6.
A pic.
Don't do that. Send me a pic.
P-I-C-K.
Ew. Don't do that.
Oh my God. I have to say that makes me insane. I mean, how many times can Corey fuck up there, and there?
Oh no, it's all the time. It's not just that. It's other words too.
Like what? Can you think
go
of
on his Instagram? Things that he posts, they're the wrong words.
Oh.
But I'm like, what am I going to do? The kid's good looking.
He just gave
athletic,
up.
Athletic, a dancer.
He gave up.
He can't be a perfect 10 all around. There's got to be, you know, minuses here and there. Yeah. He's not a fucking dictionary. Let the kid live. He's good looking. He produced great kids.
Forget understanding basic English. No, it's not necessary. Incredible. Oh, my God. Okay. Compulsive lying. So.
Yep. Here we go.
This is one that, like.
Compulsive lying is my fucking tick. Okay?
Why do we. What is that?
It's because we want to keep believing that this person will change. And they continue to lie to you. And you continue to make excuses for the person because you're deep inside. And you're deep in the relationship. And it's hard to climb
your way out. Do you feel like when you're in a relationship for a long time with
somebody
that...
There'll become a point, though, where you crack.
Whoa.
There'll become a point where you crack. Because you just stop believing. It's like the boy who cried wolf. You'll just stop believing everything.
Okay. So at what point, when you're with a compulsive liar, like how many lies do you have to tally to realize, like, this is not
there,
just a
There's going to be one lie that breaks you.
Whoa.
You'll put up with a lot and you'll take a lot of lies and you'll take like that let me learn earn your trust back thing. And then there's going to be one lie and it's going to push you right over the edge. And then every other lie that he's ever told you or she's ever told you will fucking make you like destroyed for the rest of your life.
You know what?
Yeah.
We need to talk to Dr. Nikki after that. Therapist Nikki. We need therapist Nikki after Tracy's
Real
meltdown.
Quick,
yeah.
My boyfriend wants to dabble in torture sex. All right. AKA he's a internal serial killer and he wants to get his rocks off by
torture
sex.
You. Hold on, I gotta
and
Google.
Torture
I gotta
sex,
Google
be careful.
The exact
be
definition.
Careful doing that. I wouldn't do that.
Why you think it's gonna be on my computer?
You could Google it, but don't go to images.
Oh.
I'm telling you it's not gonna be good for you. You're never gonna be the same, Jessica.
Torture sex, let's see.
Don't go to images or videos. Ooh. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? I'm looking it up on mine.
No!
Oh, oh fuck. No. What'd you find?
I don't know. I'm exiting out of it. Oh, my God. Out of it. No.
I need to know.
Bye.
I need to know.
Bye. Bye forever.
Torture.
No. Don't
sex.
Do it. Don't
images.
Do it.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial, talk about our sponsors, and when we get back, we need therapist Nikki to talk us through torture sex, red flags, green flags, white flags.
I should have taken my own advice. Goodbye.
Wow, okay. You deleted your history, right?
Woof. All right, you guys, Stitch Fix is going to be a lifesaver for you. If you're simple, if you're sophisticated, adventurous, however you dress, the stylist at Stitch Fix can help you find your new favorite piece. When it comes to shopping clothes, most of us are amateurs, so why wouldn't you let a professional come and handle it for you?
You are going to go online. You're going to fill out a survey quiz about your style, everything from shoes to accessories, tops, bottoms, dresses.
Jewelry.
Yeah. And
also, they now do men, women, and kids all over the US, and now they do UK.
And these stylists are going to take what you tell them. You can even upload a Pinterest board. I mean, they're going to know everything about you, and they're going to take what you tell them, and they are going to create a look for you. I think for me, I had like a more of a bohemian thing going on, so I got a lot of like oversized sweaters, like cool pattern leggings. I think this is genius. If you have a kid and you don't know how to dress a child,
yeah,
like this is an amazing thing. Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, your kids are always so cute dressed. If you don't have that gene in you, mm-hmm. you need somebody to help you.
Yeah.
Ask them to help you. And they'll send you really cute stuff.
And at Stitch Fix, you can afford to have a professional stylist curate your look.
You're going to get started today by going to stitchfix.com/bad examples to get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. So when your box arrives and you open it and you're like, love, 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 you keep the box, you instantly get 25% off.
Stitch Fix has brands that you know and love, plus exclusive styles that you won't find anywhere else. Yeah, so that's the thing, too. It's not like you're getting these no-name brands. Like, you're going to get brands that mm-hmm. you're familiar with.
Again, you guys are going to go to stitchfix.com/bad examples, and you're going to get 25% off when you keep everything that arrives in your box.
There's no subscription required. You pick between automatic shipments or only getting in new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free, and plus the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep in your box. Discover new styles and find unique pieces with Stitch Fix. Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
After having a really long weekend of eating not only Thanksgiving dinner, but eating a week's worth of leftovers. I needed to control like cravings of like wanting to go back for more mashed potatoes or whatever. So I went on the Thick and Thin Tapping System video to just replicate what they were doing. And it actually helped.
You tapped.
I tapped my way out of that bitch.
Did you tap at the dinner table or just like
No. I didn't interrupt my dinner with tapping, but I had to interrupt the leftovers with tapping.
The Thick and thin tapping system teaches women to stimulate or tap on specific sets of acupressure points on the body, which eliminate food cravings and emotional overeating, which makes eating less and weight loss much easier.
Imagine you guys were able to use a clinically proven technique that actually alters your brain chemistry so that cravings for chocolate, candy, alcohol, or anything else you feel addicted to disappears within 7 minutes. You guys, actually, I knew this for a long time. Your cravings only last a few minutes. So if you're able to beat out your craving, it will actually go away. So with this system, it's really going to help you like move past that, like, I need to have that feeling.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that's what the Think and Thin tapping system does. You can literally tap on specific points of your body and completely eliminate your cravings for junk food, which makes you eat less. And it makes weight loss a lot easier when you can just tap that shit away.
Harvard Medical School Director Rick Lazowski called this technique the most impressive intervention I've ever encountered in 25 years.
Harvard,
you guys.
Harvard.
What, like it's hard?
School director is tapping on his own damn face, okay?
Go to curefoodcravings.com to learn more and enter the code BADEXAMPLES to get the Think and Thin tapping system for a huge discount, 70% off. Yeah, 70.
So
tap
again,
away.
curefoodcravings.com to learn more, and you're going to enter code BADEXAMPLES and then get the tapping system for 70% off.
We're going to tap our way to thinness. If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals and a gripping story, your answer is best
fiends. That's friends without the R, so F-I-E-N-D-S, best fiends.
It's a casual game that anyone can play, but it's made for adults.
It's actually really fun because it's making you strive to do better. You're getting to different levels. You're stimulating your brain. You're having fun with your friends. I mean, it's like bright colors and visual styles and five-star rated. Yeah, there's so much cuteness and it's fun to play.
It's challenging. There's fun puzzles. And you can actually share your progress with social media, which is really fun to brag. You know, like, update your Facebook.
Yeah,
like,
update.
I'm
Come
a best
play with
fiend.
Me. Yeah.
Come play with me. That sounds so perverted. Engage your brain with this fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters.
Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is the must play game of the year. The best part about this whole app is that it does not require the internet to play. So it's great for traveling. When you're on a plane, the kids can play it. You don't
or
need
you're
the
in
Wi-Fi.
Tracy's basement.
Or you're in my basement where you get no service down here. We could still play.
Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. All right, guys, we're going to call therapist Nikki and talk to her about red flags because apparently there's some other color flags that we're unaware about. We're so focused on the red that we didn't know about the green or the yellow.
Hey, how are you ladies doing?
Hey, sorry, I was trying to text you, but there's no service where we are. And then Tracy texted someone and said, we're calling you in a little bit, and it wasn't you. So that was awkward.
That was fun.
I'm sorry.
She texted someone and was like, hey, therapist Nikki. And they were like,
I was like, it's Tracy. Can we call you in 5 minutes? They're like, Tracy, who? I'm like, from Bad Examples. They're like, do I know you? And I was like, this is weird. This just got weird.
I was like, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
So today we're talking all about red flags. And, you know, we've talked about some of the obvious ones, like if they're a jealous person or, you know, if they do weird stuff like
ask for torture sex.
Yeah. Torture sex is a red flag, right, therapist Nikki?
Well, it depends on if it's consenting.
Whoa. See, this is
why
we
need the big word, consent. We just Googled torture sex, by the way. Some things you should never do. You should just leave it to the unknown.
Leave it to your imagination. So you were telling me very briefly that there's other color flags.
Yes. If we're going like by the traffic light system, there are yellow flags, which are, you know, things that you need to be cautious about, but it's not like a big glaring red flag.
Oh, this is what we need to know.
Oh, my God. This
traffic light flags. What?
We could have used
I've been to traffic light parties.
I don't even want to know what that means,
oh,
Tracy.
Oh, red means no, don't touch me. Green is like I'm down to go, and then what? Yellow is like hit on me. We'll see.
What color did you wear?
Oh no, yeah. I'm red. I'm like don't fucking come near me. I'm a no fuck around bullshit girl.
Oh my God. Okay, so yellow so I get that. So that was like some of our questions that we really were like, well, it could go either way,
right? And then you have the green ones are like, oh, yeah, you're doing things right. You know how to do a healthy relationship. We'll let you express your interests that are interested in what, you know, what you're interested in, like asking you questions. They're not calling you all the time. They're not showing signs of severe jealousy or love bombing. And
what's love bombing?
What's that?
Love bombing. Have you ever had somebody that would say, oh, you know, we need to get married. You're the greatest thing ever. We're going to end up, you know, having all these adventures or kids or whatever. And like in the first couple weeks of meeting somebody.
Yep. Oh, yeah. My friend does this every guy she dates. She's told me she's going to marry like the guy she's known for 3 weeks every single time. Like, because he tells her that. Like, she gets these. That's love bombing. Holy shit. Oh, there's a name for it. Love bombing. I love it.
That's not even like a yellow flag. That's a red flag.
That's definitely a red flag.
And tell me all about that. I'm like, nope, run away.
Run away.
Damn.
Yeah, because like, it's not real.
That's someone being insecure. No, it's not real. It's a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it's a sign of someone being really insecure. So they have to tell you that all this stuff to get you to stay instead of just being who they are.
Whoa. Jesus. They're telling you all the stuff to get you to stay. Wow. That's amazing. That's so true. That's exactly what
that's,
it is.
That's, yeah, holy it's shit. Like baiting somebody.
Love bombing. Mm-hmm.
Saying all the things that you know that person needs.
Yeah, and then that can lead to the bait and switch. Like, oh, I'm all these things. And then you finally get with them and maybe even, like, marry them. And then they turn into someone completely different. That's the bait and switch. Like, oh I thought I was marrying this and you're really an asshole or a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Girls do that a lot too, where they like pretend they're cool and shit, and then they get the ring and they're like, can't see your friends,
nope.
You can't go out for a beer, like they just shut it all down real quick. Can't see your family.
Yeah, this is miserable because this is the type of girl that like every guy fears, is like the obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
And that's very controlling, and that's one way women abuse men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Being overly controlling and just demanding of their time, which is not talked about a whole lot, and it needs to be.
Yes, it does.
Like, you know, there are a lot of women who are abused, but men are abused just as much, actually.
Whoa, you're so... I have guy friends that, like, we don't see anymore because they, like, married a girl that, like, was cool in the beginning. We don't hang out, and now it's, like, they're not allowed out of the house.
It's terrible. I don't even understand it. It's such control. It's actual abuse.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I never because it's a guy, I've never thought of it like abuse. Like, I've never thought of that word, but you're right, it is.
It's a mental and emotional abuse.
Yeah, it is. You're right. That's very eye-opening.
Or if, like, someone calls their partner all these mean names, like, if they're not joking, because sometimes, like, in our business arrangement and stuff like that, we joke and tease each other and whatnot, but if it ever mm-hmm. turns hurtful, we're like, no, we can't do that. That's a boundary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me.
But if we're calling names like, oh, you know, you're such like a cold-hearted bitch, but it's not lighthearted and you're meaning it, or you're just such an asshole and all the time, and words, you absorb all that energy that you're putting into somebody.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So, okay, so yellow, green, and red flags, that's all the colors, right? What about the white flag? What's that? That's like, isn't that I give up?
This is like surrender, send help.
Yeah, the white flag is like, I give up, surrender.
That's me. Every day I post something about my kids, and I'm like, send help with a white flag.
So have we covered all the flag colors?
And as far as in dating, I believe so. Now in, you know, kink world, there's another thing called flagging, which there are a whole many other colors, which is a whole another episode for you guys.
What? Flagging?
What?
Oh, I can't wait. We need to discuss that. That will be a to be continued flagging.
Yes.
So when it comes to red flags, therapist Nikki, what is your advice on, I guess, how many? Listen, let's be realistic. We're all guilty of mm-hmm. seeing red flags and ignoring them.
Right.
At what point does it come to where it's, you know, dangerous? You know what I mean? Like, we've ignored too many.
Well, when you start giving up your values and parts of yourself for somebody, that's when it starts to become really dangerous.
Yeah.
If you're just sitting here with this person for the sake of being with them because you don't want to hurt them, or you put in so much effort, then it's time to really sit and think about why are you in this relationship? It's no longer adding to you. Mm-hmm. Now it's taking from you. And relationships are supposed to be you're adding to your life. You're adding joy and challenges and all these different sorts of things to who you are. It's not supposed to be draining.
Accurate.
Whoa. It sounds like common sense, but it's really
such common sense. It's just when you're in it, you don't see it.
You don't see it.
You don't know how to get out.
But even like listening to her say it, it's just like, why is it so simple?
This is why people go to therapy. Because
right?
This is why people go to therapy, because they make it so clear, things that you could not see.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to think about the models that we've had growing up. We may not have had good role models for relationships. People saying, well, this True. Is just how it is when you get with somebody. And so these are the norms or this is how it's supposed to be that's drilled into you from a young age. So you go along with it because that's what you're supposed to do versus listening to your gut saying, this is bad. I don't want to do this. And actually living for yourself and your values.
I love that. I think that's a really good starting place for someone that's, you know, unsure of if they've, you know, fallen into the rabbit hole of red flags, like they're surrounded by them, but they can't get out, you know, is to take a good look in the mirror. So, you know, instead of looking at the other person, look at yourself. And, you know, if you're not happy, if you're, like you said, your values are gone, your way of everything, you know, about yourself. I think people that are deep in bad relationships that, you know, they know it in their hearts. Right.
Right. And I mean, and it could have started out innocently because you're having a good time. So you're in all this like new relationship energy or NRE.
Ooh, so NRE. I love that. New relationship energy. We should do a therapist Nikki dictionary.
Yeah, she's got a lot of words like this.
Yeah, NRE. Yeah, no, you're so right. Awesome. New relationship energy is a thing. That's another episode.
It's like big dick energy.
Yeah, it's the new relationship energy. I mean, you don't look at red flags. Who needs red flags when you're like in, you know, you're falling in love with somebody.
Right. It's a when you're in NRE, you're looking through them through rose colored glasses.
Yes.
And when you do that, red flags just look like flags.
Whoa.
That's what I said. Love is colorblind.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So then it's not even love. It's all this dopamine dump that you have in your head because they hit the same receptors as drugs do. It's the pleasure system. So it's like you're getting a hit of heroin every time you're around this person.
Wow.
So you want more. And that can last for 6 months up to 2 years.
Holy shit.
And then the dopamine starts to give way to serotonin, which is that long-lasting that helps with the bonding along with oxytocin. So you start to
smart
be
enough
like,
for this
look
conversation
at the person
right
like
now.
A-
I need some of that dopamine. Therapist Nikki, what is your, you know, what is your final thoughts on red flags? I mean, what do you think, you know, they're there for a reason, right? We should follow our gut instinct.
Yes, follow your gut. And if someone's pointing out some red flags to you, put your ego aside and kind of apply it from an observing point of view. Like maybe they are, and maybe you need to watch some things. Because, I mean, sometimes people are wrong, sometimes they're not, but you have to, you know, please give credence to it that there may be some red flags that you're not looking at because it's like you're goo goo gaga over for this person.
That's
the Dirty John movement.
You want to ask therapist Nikki some of those questions real quick?
Yes.
Like power?
Oh, good call.
Lightning round. Okay.
Okay.
Therapist Nikki, you're going to tell us if this is a red flag, okay?
Okay.
Really, really hates children.
Depends on if you really, really hate children too. Like if they hate them, do they treat them poorly?
Yeah.
Well, if they treat him poorly, that's a red flag.
All right. Looks and smells exactly like your father. His daddy issues are in all over it, but all right.
Yeah, I would say like yellow for that one.
Yellow. Okay, perfect.
Can't keep a job.
That's yellow bordering on red because why are the reasons they can't keep a job? What's going on?
Count your calories.
That's red.
Woof.
That's like cut a bitch flag. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, here's my favorite. Takes you to Olive Garden on the first date.
Because what if you like Olive Garden?
I hate it.
That's an amazing flag. I love that flag.
If you explicitly say I hate Olive Garden, then yes, that's a red flag if they take you there.
Is wanted in every state except for Florida because Florida doesn't want them.
That's like a huge glaring red banner. That's not a flag.
Has 5 different kids from 5 different mothers.
That's red.
Yup.
Unless he's a sperm donor.
Oh, sperm donin.
What if he keeps asking if your best friend is down?
Down for what?
Yup.
Down to you know what?
Down to you know what?
Well, if you're open to that, okay, that's cool. If you're not and you've made that very clear, then that's a red flag because they're pushing sexual boundaries.
Ooh, sexual boundaries, yes.
Puts air quotes around everything, even when air quotes are not required.
That's just annoying.
It's a yellow flag for sure.
It's yellow.
It's yellow. Slow down. Even when air quotes are not required. They're never required. They're not required ever.
Talks dirty to their food.
To their food?
I'm crying.
I'll say, I don't know, that might amuse me. Like, I would make videos of it and post it on my Instagram, and that would be hilarious.
I can't.
So,
has all of their exes' names tattooed on them?
Red.
Wears diapers because it's, quote, more convenient.
It's more convenient, red. Unless they're doing baby play, and then that's a different whole other genre of stuff that we would talk about.
Laughs incessantly during sex.
Yellow.
I think it's kind of weird.
Doesn't think women should vote.
Red.
Has been stalking you since middle school.
Red.
Live tweets your entire date.
Damn it, I'm out.
Now that'd be like yellow. I'd ask, why do you need all that attention? But yes.
Is a revenge porn mogul.
Red.
Is still a virgin at 40.
There could be circumstances for that. So I would say yellow. I would need more information.
Ends every conversation with you're dismissed.
Ends every conversation with you're dismissed. That's red.
Red. That's red. I'd be like, okay.
You're dismissed.
Can only have conversations through puppets.
Red.
Really? You know, I would think you'd give
him a yellow. Jessica. Literally won't talk to you if you're part of the wrong Hogwarts house. This is Jessica. Jessica's her own red flag. She won't talk to me because I'm Slytherin.
Oh my God. The fact you know
friends,
that.
Right?
She tells me this every time.
You just add fun to the whole relationship then.
Yeah, thank you. Has slept with half of your friends.
That's a yellow flag. Oh, it's red, yeah?
Yeah.
See, I'm so used to everyone sleeping
unless
with everyone.
Swingers and
what's a green
like
one again?
Green is good.
Green means it's cool, you know, secure with stuff.
Oh, needs to pop all of your acne for you.
Yellow.
Yeah, I'd say that's a huge red flag for me. I can't even talk about it.
Lives in a bedroom with a bunch of dudes. So what do you feel about this, therapist Nikki? Because a lot of girls, they start dating a guy and like they just like won't leave their roommates for years. Like they just love broing out.
I would have to,
Peter
you know,
Pan syndrome.
Peter Pan.
That's also like living with your parents for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, okay, so what's going up? Like the whole failure to launch with, you know, Matthew McConaughey and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. okay, so what's actually going on right now?
Yeah, I feel like that, I don't know, that you could only take for a certain amount of time. Like it could
Absolutely.
Be yellow, but then eventually it has to turn into red, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had a friend that dated a twin and he didn't want to leave his twin.
Ew, stop.
Like they were engaged and he refused to, and
Ew.
They like shared a bedroom and everything.
Ew.
Interesting.
Okay, weird. One last one. As long as you date them, you can only eat food off the dollar menu.
That's a red flag.
That's concerning of how he's gonna pay a mortgage.
Wave your red flags.
Red flags. Woo!
Thank you, therapist Nikki. You have been amazing, so helpful. You've taught us once again so much. Every time we talk to you, we become new women.
Anytime, ladies.
You're the best. We
You're
love
the best.
You.
Thank you. You are a green flag in our hearts. Love
yeah.
you.
Aw, thank you. You guys are green flags too.
Yay. That's debatable for me, but yeah, we'll see. I was going to say that crazy. Debatable.
Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Red flags, red flags.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? I just read the funniest thing. It's okay to have sex with a guy on the first date. Just make sure you say things like, oh my God, I never do this. So he also knows that you're not only a whore, but you're a liar.
Accurate.
Amazing.
Okay, so we've got We've got two more questions from the baddies about red flags. These are big ones. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
I find it concerning that we only had like two green flags.
Yeah.
That's concerning. There's a lot of red flaggery going on out
there. A lot of flaggery. So, all right. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Been together with my husband for 10 years, yeah. Married for 6.
Okay.
I've gone through his history only to find porn about teens. I have a teenage girl from a previous relationship.
Oh, my God.
He played it off like it just showed up. I don't believe
it. There's categories. It doesn't just show up.
I don't believe it. But moving on to just now. I'm in the living room with our toddler, but he comes out of the kitchen. He sees the bathroom door slightly open. My teenage girl is in there. He doesn't get close, but shifts his head a bit. I tell him, I'm right there. I gave him a weird look and then said, were you watching her? And he angrily said, I was looking for the toddler. Fuck. This is heavy.
This is not laughable.
Phone number is here. I kind of want to talk to her.
Maybe we could block her voice.
Yeah.
I think I'm very concerned about this because I watch a lot of SVU, and this is like the main topic is step parents that end up raping and molesting their stepchildren. And this just got so fucking heavy and I didn't know what was going here.
You know, I don't know. Like I it's weird because I know popular porn now is like the stepmother, stepfather.
Yeah,
porn.
I know that, but like they have to be.
But to be specifically of age, teens, yes.
To look up teen porn is fucking pedophilia.
It's weird.
Red flaggery. It's douchebaggery. It's unacceptable.
Can you
non-negotiable?
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna call.
All right, let's do this. Hold on.
I'm gonna text her first so we don't sneak attack her.
Yeah.
What is her number?
I didn't even realize her number was there.
Okay. I have questions. I need answers.
Yeah, me too. All right. Two more red flag questions.
Okay.
Okay, I don't ever do this, but I need expert advice. Talking to a guy that used to be married. His wife cheated on him, so for revenge, he took the ring back, burned the wedding pictures, and her dress. But he paid for the dress, so that's okay? Question mark. It's in the past and I shouldn't be concerned, right? Or is this a red flag?
No, this is normal acting out behavior. Some men like can't compartmentalize their anger and like disgust with somebody who would cheat on them, especially if you're married.
You don't think it's aggressive to burn her wedding dress? I think it's very
aggressive. I think it's very aggressive, but I don't think it's a red flag.
That's
I think
a he's lot of anger.
If I found out that my husband cheated on me or was cheating, like consistently cheating on me, burning the dress is his easy way out. You're lucky I'm not burning the fucking hair off your body, like while you're tied up. I fucking torture you.
But do you feel like there is a difference between how women and men behave? We're like,
it's not more acceptable for a girl to act out irrationally than a male.
That's what
men are more aggressive. When they're mad, it seems scarier because they're a man.
Yes.
But it's not. Women are equally as fucking scary. That's like very borderline sexist behavior. You know what I mean? We can't say because it's okay for a woman to break everything in the house and burn his fucking comic book collection. And that's okay.
Right, right.
But it's not okay for a guy to. It's for sure not supported, but it's definitely okay to have a reaction.
The only thing I would say is proceed with caution because
cheat on him. I think that's for sure his trigger.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure he's over it.
Yeah, I would
he sounds angry still.
Try to go to therapy with him so he can get past it and you can show him that you're in support of him going to therapy to work past it. Just say, I know this is something that's always bothered you and I feel like I really want to help you get past it. I would love to go to therapy with you so we could just make sure you're really fully past it.
Okay.
Then it's showing support. It's not showing fear. It's not showing judgment. It's just saying, I'm here for you because I can't imagine what it was like having your wife cheat on you.
I respect you. You like to fix people.
Yeah.
You want to be his like, I won't do that to you.
Yeah. I would never, ever do that to somebody like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Proceed with caution. Like Tracy said, don't fucking think about cheating on him ever.
I would never cheat on him. He'll maybe even burn your house down if you're sleeping. Because I'm this guy in female form, but like I can't say it's acceptable for me and not for him.
Okay, our very last red flag for the day. Girls, this guy asked me to hang out and we hung out once before, but he asked me not to wear lipstick the next time we hang out.
I feel like this means he has a girlfriend. Red flag, question mark. Oh. So you've hung out once, and then he said, you know what, I want to see you again, but don't wear lipstick.
It's such a weird... Yeah, that sounds very controlling, like the beginning stages of controlling.
If that's then not a control thing, then yes, he definitely has a girlfriend, and you got like some red lipstick on his collar, because that shit don't come off.
No, and that's fucking evidence central right there. But I think that it's the first step to controlling, because next he's going to tell you don't wear any makeup, and then he's going to get you, oh, I like you better without makeup. It's really, he's making that's you less attractive yes. to other men, when really you look better with makeup. But men lie and say you don't to make them look like the better looking specimen in the relationship.
You just nailed this.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps. That was good.
It's one of those two things. Men don't just say, don't wear lipstick. Mm-hmm. If he were to say, I would really love to see what you look like without makeup. I feel like you have such pretty features and you don't need to do that and enhance it like that. Like, let's have like a chill date and then like, let's go hiking where you don't need makeup. That's a different route. He didn't say that. He said, don't wear lipstick. Therefore, he either has a girlfriend, got some on his collar, and had to waste a shirt, and he doesn't want to do that again.
Yeah, because they literally, you have to throw them out. You cannot, you're not going to get that out of a
shirt. And you're not
going
to ask your wife to go fucking OxyClean your fucking shirt. So basically, he fucking either is a control freak, and he's going to slowly wean you off makeup to make you less attractive, to make him feel like the superior, you know, person in the relationship, or he's fucking has somebody at home.
Wow.
That's a red flag.
Red flags. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Red flags.
Hey.
So, wow, what an episode.
Yeah.
And guess what we have next week?
Yeah.
Season finale.
Oh my God.
Season finale. Guys. If we hear anything back from this girl with the
add her in.
Teen loving...
But let's discuss it really. I do think that's fucking sketchy ass behavior, and you cannot ever leave her around him or trap him.
Don't trap him. No, don't trap him. No, Tracy.
Set up cameras in the house, low key nanny cams in the house, and see what happens. Be very cautious until you get your answer. But I would say give him the benefit of the doubt. While watching him from a nanny cam, you need to make sure that your child is safe and that, God forbid, he does have urges like that. That's so fucking unacceptable. You need to kick him out. You need to make sure she's okay and not damaged, because if she thought for one second that you had her living in a house where she was unsafe and that you subjected her to possible molestation, she's never going to forgive you and she'll be fucked up for life.
Oh my God. Can we not end the episode with molestation?
I'm just letting you know.
I don't major. Want to end the episode.
So have Alan clip
you
this
went
part.
Too far.
Over there.
Wouldn't molest her. Maybe he just has a teen fetish and he just likes.
Hello. You know where that leads to?
Molestation.
Fucking molestation.
Okay. Right.
Fucking. You know,
we need therapist Nikki back. Why would we read that question without her?
Fucking Chester the molester over here.
Oh my God. Guys, thank you for being the worst bad examples ever.
Ever
of all time. We are pumped for our season finale next week. And we have a bunch of surprises over the next few weeks. So don't worry, you're going to get a ton from us. And we have something other to announce besides season 3. I mean, that's a big announcement. Thank you for Alan. This was perfect timing.
Yeah, very perfect.
So I'm going to try to explain this. Patreon. So Patreon is a private members-only website that we're doing for bad examples, okay? We're going to put this in our bios, but we're super excited to announce this because... On this website, you're going to be able to get access to exclusive bonus content, behind-the-scenes information, videos, and specials that no one else will have access to. So,
ticket pricing discounts, behind-the-scenes videos, content that we don't post.
Stuff that, like, you know how you guys are like, why can't you record every day of the week? This is going to be as close as you can get to
every
us
day.
Being every day.
You're
going to
get something all the time.
Yeah. Consider supporting our Patreon. By doing this, we're going to reward you, okay? So there's going to be three different tiers. What's our first tier, Trey?
The first is the bad level. It's $3 a month. It's giving you one-time shout-out from Trey and Jay at the end of an upcoming episode.
Yes, we're going to shout you out. And this $3 a month is really just to support the show so that we can continue on and keep giving you good shit. The next tier is a weird number. It's $6.90, and because the word 6-9 is
because Alan insisted that 69 be included.
And at this month, at our batter level, it's going to give you access to episodes with no ad interruptions, okay?
Yeah, so you don't have to hear us talk about stuff.
Even though I think the ads are
and classic. Even though I was going to say the ads are some of my favorite.
You also are going to receive a one-time shout out. And our last tier,
the baddest level, $12 a month. This level is going to give you access to special deleted scenes once a month, in addition to no ads in the episodes and a one-time shout out.
So
bad, badder, or baddest. Yes. Which one are you?
The baddest level is fun because the only people that are ever going to hear that content
is you.
Is you. Yeah. The people that are in that level. It's never going to air on YouTube or on our channel. That is only going to be, you know, exclusive for you guys. So that's really exciting for us.
And we want to hear if you guys are bad, badder, or baddest. So if you do subscribe to Patreon, we want you to screenshot it and post it so we could shout out our level of baddies.
Check out Patreon. Again, our links will be on social media.
How do you spell it so they know where to go?
Baddies, I need you to go to patreon.com/bad examples. That's patreon.com/bad examples.
Again, this is going to be members only, baddies only, and it's really going to be supporting the show and also helping us to continue doing the show and making a good show for you guys.
Yeah, we want to just be better for
yeah.
you.
And yeah, we love you, and we will see you
next Tuesday.
One final Tuesday.
Red flags, red flags. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.